Oh. Ever, if he doesn't have headphones on, don't be turning the mics on. What are you doing? What are you doing, man?
I'm just talking about my buddy that retired this week.
I know, and I know that was all going to be positive, but I just didn't know what adjective might go. No. Oh, he's had one blank of a career.
He's had a hell of a career. Tony Severino we're talking about. Yeah, Tony's had a tremendous career.
Coach Severino, 37 years. Yeah. Is this his 38th?
38th year. This will be his
50th
38th.
In education.
Right, right. And because he was at Northwest for a while. Mm-hmm. He was at West. And coached a baseball champion there. State champion.
That's one of my, it's on my spreadsheet of Stump the Chump questions. I think I asked in what sport did he win his first state championship.
Oh, okay. Well,
so much for that one. Would have been topical, but you know.
Yeah, well, a lot of people don't realize. Seve was pretty good college athlete too.
Yeah?
Yeah, he was a good athlete.
Yeah, absolutely was.
Yeah, he's
7 state titles in football.
Man, I'll tell you, at Rutgers High School, when you got two guys like Al Davis and Tony Severino, it's kind of like
the Steelers.
It's kind of like Devaney and Osborne.
Yeah,
man. It's going to be a tough guy to follow. That
Chuck Knoll to Coward to Tomlin.
Exactly. It's going to be tough to follow those two guys. You got big shoes to fill. Al Davis, I remember Seve said, you know, it's tough to follow him, and he did it. But boy, it was tough to follow Al Davis over at Rutgers.
Who's going
to
follow him?
I don't know.
Kelly Donahoe at Blue Springs' name gets mentioned.
That'd be one.
Tim Grunhard's name gets mentioned.
Tim Grunhard. Tim is still young, and he can
not
go.
Not really, but
well,
he's just in good
mind-wise,
shape.
Mentally he's not, but I think that he could go another 20 years. That'd put him right 2 years younger than Sev.
No way Grunhard could go 20 years.
Well, I'm still saying he could.
Oh, he could,
He could without, you know, people saying, well, he's too old, because, I mean, Sevy's 72 or 71, so I think Tim Grunhard's got a nice resume, and so does Donahoe.
Yeah.
So, and let's admit it, that's a pretty prime job.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's not going to be just those two in line for it, but I think Rutgers has always had a plan who they wanted. I think they're working on it right now. I don't think they're going to wait and say, well, let's talk to Glutz Hockaboo while we're at it here.
Oh, no. But Glutz had a hell of a year last year.
Glutz was tremendous.
He was strong.
Year. He was good.
Peter Yates Enoch with us here in the program. We'll give you a chance to stump the chumps here in a minute. Seren Petro, Chris Bollig with the rocks in his mouth as he babbles his way through SportsCenter, attempting to fill in for Curtis Siebold. Tell me you've got some hot questions for chumps, because you're just failing miserably on the SportsCenter.
Yeah, SportsCenter's I never said I was going to be phenomenal at, but, you know, hey, we're
you pushing
did
say
through.
Better than Curtis, though.
I never said better than Curtis. I actually never uttered those words.
I do know that those questions you have, forget them right now. You have to talk to the listener and find out what he's talking about, ask him about a question about that. No pre-planned questions.
Sure,
on the show,
they can be topical.
You've
of
done
today.
It. And I
have questions planned. He can pre-plan. Got no problem with him pre-planning.
Okay. I knew that.
Jed Marshall running the operation. Before we get to stumping the chumps, Pete, you ready to play Eeny Meeny?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
You ready?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Let's start it up here.
Okay.
Making an easy one. I think I know where you're going to go on this. Eeny Meeny, which one? College or pro football?
You mean what would I prefer to watch?
Yeah.
Why don't you throw one more in there so I can damn sure
arena
keep those
football?
Two in there?
Canadian football?
Well, no. Why don't you throw in
college or pro? That's the whole point.
Okay.
Is to make it difficult. Which one?
Yeah, hell yes. Until November 19th. College football. Hell
college
yes.
Football?
Oh, yeah. No, it's not even close.
Really?
No, it is close because I do enjoy pro football.
I think it could be not even close. I mean, pro football could be light years ahead of whatever's third. But
yeah, I was just thinking the other day when I was thinking the other day about great high school or college games you've been to. I think I've been to the three best, except for maybe Southern Cal and Texas 10 years ago or wherever it was. But I saw that Oklahoma Notre Dame game in 57 with my father, and then I went to see the Nebraska Oklahoma game in 71, and the Texas-Arkansas game in 69. So I got to see those three, but, I mean, yeah.
And by the way, if you watched any of them today, you'd be like, I can't believe I thought this was a great game.
I thought Larry Jacobson from Nebraska was the biggest brute, the meanest guy that ever lived. He looked like a puss when I watched that game now. I mean, let's face it, the guys
cat,
back
it's
then.
A cat. Relax, Jed. Jed's not sure if he should go for the button.
It's it really is. To see that Nebraska-Oklahoma game now is almost a joke, and they had a lot of pro players in there and a lot of really small arms.
All right. Where are you going, college or pro football, Bullock?
I'm an NFL guy. I would say, over college football. Really? I think it has kind of swayed
me. Is it because TCU is just not that good? If you'd gone to a better football school, do you think you'd have a different opinion?
No. I just think I've always liked Chiefs football.
TCU
is
pretty good. I was waiting for you to be like, hey, you know, we're pretty good.
We won
10 games three or four years
a lot of people were saying when I say I like the NFL better now, more so in the past maybe 5 years, just because I think they've adapted more of what the college game is into the pro game. And I think that has made it more watchable in a sense, because you're getting the most talented players playing. It's not like you're having, as they say with college, with NFL coaches, not making a quarterback do a 7-step drop or a 5-step drop. They're letting them – they're using their strengths.
And the next time he rags on you, you tell him, TCU, we got as many national championships as Syracuse does.
Yes.
I don't know why, why can't he just defend TCU without taking a shot at Syracuse?
Because I want him to.
Yeah. Confuse much. Jed, college or pro football, which one's better?
Which one's better or which one do I enjoy more?
Well, isn't that the – same thing?
No, because obviously the pro game is better because they're professional athletes as opposed to amateurs in college football. But for the spirit of this exercise, I would go with college football based off the fact that they don't have fan fights, there's better pageantry, and you get college co-eds. Boom.
I would disagree with the fan fights. At TCU Arkansas 2 years ago, I saw quite a lot of fights.
But every week in the NFL, you check the videos. It's a drunken fest.
Yeah, it really is.
There's no Bills Mafia in college, though.
Yeah. Camaro Head just breeds it.
You've got down in the South, they're wearing ties, and the women are wearing sundresses and everything.
Yeah.
Versus a fan who's wearing a cutoff mesh Bills jersey and setting his hair on fire as he jumps off an RV onto a burning table.
Exactly.
That's a tough call right there.
And they don't use nasty. Well, I guess they do use the word cornhole, don't they, in college too?
The game you play, yes.
Yes. I can't believe that.
We play the cornhole at the house.
I still can't get used to that word.
By the way, of course you can't, because you're a degenerate. By the way, I would like to thank you, Jed. Curtis is not here, and we have a very easy, simple task here with just a fun little topic to kind of stretch our legs with a little bit, and you make it an absolute argument just to get the first answer.
What's yours, Saran?
Thanks for filling in for Curtis today.
No problem.
What's yours?
For me, it's professional football, because I don't have to – like the drama of the KUK State Missouri, for the most part, I get to avoid it all. You've always been a fan. I don't get it near like the guys, in town that went to the different schools.
Yeah.
But I'm just like, spare me.
Right? Well, I agree with you.
I like that. The pro football side for me with the Chiefs is that everybody in town is a Chiefs fan for the most part.
Right.
And so that makes it kind of entertaining that we're all in it together. Plus, it's like we're at least honest. It's they're paid.
True. Not to say, it's Oklahoma doesn't exactly have amateurs.
All right, cake or ice cream? Only one. Don't say both. If you say both, I punch you in the face. It's eeny, meeny. Cake or ice cream?
I'll ice cream.
Jed?
Ice cream.
I think we're going all the way here. Ice cream.
Ice cream, because it's almost impossible to screw up ice cream. Even bad ice cream is pretty good. Yeah. Bad cake blows.
Oh, yeah, you're right there. Yeah,
you can get some really bad cake.
Yes, you can.
Now, my wife clearly can make a cake. She always makes all kinds of great cakes.
Yeah.
But I've had some, you go to someone's house, it's like,
hey, try this fruit cake.
Yeah, this cake. But even if it's not, even like a chocolate cake, this is, did you forget an ingredient? Right, what's going on with this?
Yeah, fruit cake with fingerprints all over it and everything.
All right, Pete, you're the guy to ask first on this one for sure. Sporting Kansas City, do you patch it together or do they blow it up and start from scratch?
You know
I couldn't even
love.
Keep a straight face.
You know my love.
Where are you going, Pete?
I don't even know. How many chuckers are there in a game?
There's 11.
Chuckers?
There's 11 on the pitch.
Oh, 11 on the pitch.
There's 11 footballers on the pitch.
Okay, good.
Wearing their boots.
We got that squared away. Is Pele still playing?
No.
Okay.
What are you going to do, Pete?
Is Ronaldo?
together?
I think my expertise in this, I think really they ought to blow it up. I really do. Because, I mean, in the middle of the season, Pete Vermees said, we're just really close to it. Now they're only, what, 2 points away from being in last place.
Yeah.
So let's blow it up.
I'm impressed.
Let's bring back Gino Schiraldi, and damn, let's get going here.
All right, I'm impressed that you have a vague understanding where
they're 7-11. That's only good in certain things.
What about the draws?
Draws? They got 5 draws.
Okay, you took a shot there.
What is it? How many?
I think you might have actually got that right. I gotta look at it. I do not like. I just worry about the points back.
Well, soccer's my life.
EPL Saturday and Sunday mornings. Pete is up and at him. Is up and at him.
Stop it. Stop it. What it is. You kick the ball
7-11 and 7.
You kick the ball until it moves. If it doesn't move, you kick it till it does.
By the way,
that is soccer in its essence.
For the fact police, they're 7-11 and 7.
Oh, 7.
They're 4 points out of last, and they're actually 2 spots up. There are 2 teams behind them, Colorado and Vancouver.
I saw
it.
So
you nailed it.
Yeah. It's...
Patch it together or blow it up?
Blow it up.
Blow it up, especially in the back half.
Sorry, patch it together. They can't blow it up. They got too many contracts that they're stuck with, and so you got to patch it together and give it a go.
Is
you
can Preppy
blow it up
still
next
playing?
Year, but yes, as far as you know, yes. Yeah.
Okay.
He's on the same line with Payload.
You ought to see me when I'm out in that cauldron or whatever the hell they call it. Man, I go crazy out there. I mean, I'm nuts. Gosh, you can't believe it, man. Those people in the cauldron think I'm nuts.
Would you rather live with a fork only and no spoon, or a spoon only and no fork?
And that doesn't count as spork?
No. Okay. One or the other.
I will.
You've got to be at your age. You've got to be. Oh, you've got to be spoon.
No, I don't know fork.
Do you? Is there even solid foods you're still fired on?
You know about the colon too, don't you? Yeah, right.
Yeah. You gonna go fork?
Yeah,
Jed?
I am.
I'd also go fork. I think it's more utilitarian, and you can always drink like a soup.
Did you actually prepare for these?
No, I'm just
like,
quick-witted.
We kicked around
man.
A few things, and you seem to have like bullet point notes on this. What the hell are you doing?
Fork as well, because I don't really eat cereal or soup that often. And
oh, you're totally wrong. Spoon. Oh,
spoon for
you
gruel.
You can stack more food on a spoon, and you know. Shovel more into your face.
Oh, do it real
what
fast.
What if you have like a green bean like or something? Something that's long that you have to
you
use a prong.
You can get underneath it and balance it.
Maybe
I get asparagus,
more...
a full-on asparagus.
How are you going to eat an asparagus?
It's your fingers. Just pick it up and shove it in your face.
So yeah, you'd rather be a Neanderthal, but make sure that you can shovel in a bunch of food.
I know this is getting
well, how
out.
Are you going to eat soup with a fork?
Drink it.
You're going to drink it out of the bowl or out of its can.
So you're a Neanderthal there.
No.
Okay, you're
classy.
Right. I'll take us because I have to have Metamucil. I know we're getting around to that. I know we're getting around to it.
There.
I know it.
I wasn't going to go.
Metamucil. I knew it was coming.
We'll take a break and come back. It's a Stump the Chump Friday. Dinner for two at Jazz. Great Cajun food from Jazz, a Louisiana kitchen. That's what we're playing for. Don't forget they cater as well, jazzkitchens.com. See their great catering menu. There'll be live music tonight. I know that because the doors will be open tonight. A great place for happy hour. It's Jazz, a Louisiana kitchen. We're going to give you a chance to win it next. 913-3-810-810. You're in the program.
The Program with Seren Petro. Weekdays from 2 to 6 on Sports Radio 810 WHB. If you're willing to put your reputation in jeopardy.
This is Jeopardy.
And want to press your luck.
Big bucks, stop.
Call now and stump the chumps.
There's no cash to be won.
But who wants to be a millionaire anyway?
Is this your final answer?
We have dinner for two as a prize. If you're alone and the price is right.
Have your pets spayed or neutered.
You may be able to take a blind date. Who knows? There may be even a love connection.
Next, there's Alan. His favorite pastime is playing with his computer.
Now, Stump the Chumps. Seren Petro, Pete Enick, and Curtis Siebold.
All right, here we go. It's your chance to win great Cajun food from Jazz, a Louisiana kitchen. It's a Stump the Chump Friday, dinner for two at Jazz. What we're playing for, Petro Bolig in for Siebold.
I'm going to be honest, boys, not going to probably be the best.
Really? That's a stunner.
Yeah.
It's stunning. Thanks for letting us know, because we were really counting heavily on you.
Absolutely.
Jed Marshall running the operation, and of course, the authority, the historian, Peter Yates-Enick, with us here on a Stump the Chump Friday, 913-3810-810. Gentlemen, are we ready?
Yes, sir.
All right,
yes,
here we go. Let's start things off with our buddy Vince. Vince, you're in the program. Stump the Chumps, Vince.
Hey, fellas. Can you tell me, in the last 30 years, there have been six players that have had a 1,000-yard receiving season and averaged 20 or more yards per reception? Six players. Can you just tell me three of them?
Well, so here's what I'm thinking about. Stanley Morgan, I think, did it with the Patriots back in the day. He always had a big yards per catch. I would think that James Lofton. Oh, he said last 20. That's right. I'm going back too far.
I said last 30.
So that takes us. Morgan. We go back to 89. Morgan was the 80s.
Yeah, that's right.
Lofton stretched that far? I don't think he does.
See, I mean, going before that, I've got Lance Allworth who did it, but I can't remember guys that.
Ooh, boy.
What about Randy Moss?
Randy Moss.
Randy Moss is probably a pretty good one.
Terrell Owens, would he be in that mix?
In the West Coast offense, I don't know that he'd be getting 20. It'd be more quantity than distance. No, definitely not Michael Irvin.
No.
Alvin Harper might have actually done it.
Yeah, Harper.
He was the go route guy on the other side
say,
of Irvin.
What did he say, 20? Or
20 and a 20 per catch and 1,000 yards.
Harper was 17 a couple times.
Did he ever? Ooh. All right, let's start. Moss caught underneath stuff too. We're going to go with Moss. You want to start with that?
Yeah, with Culpepper,
Culpepper, I believe it's pronounced. But
sorry. Yeah, because you always say things properly.
That's right. Thank you for noticing. I appreciate that. We're going to go first with Randy Moss.
Surprisingly, that is not correct.
I told you, Jed.
Just head out now.
Oh, no, you're going to stay and finish up. You're not leaving early. All right, so we're out.
Who are they?
Some pretty solid names on this list. Deshaun Jackson did it twice in 2010 and 2014.
Really?
Mike Wallace in 2010 with the Steelers. Ashley Lalee in 2004 with Denver.
Ashley Lalee from Hawaii with the Broncos? Oh, my God.
Yeah. And then Flipper Anderson actually did it twice. He did it in 88 and 89. Michael Haynes in 91 with Atlanta, and Eric Moulds in 98 with Buffalo.
Eric Moulds, who my buddy called Eric Moulds through every fantasy auction we ever did. I got a football one.
I got a football one that's kind of a shocker. Michigan. Michigan, Notre Dame, and Nebraska, I believe, are the three top schools as far as total victories go for all time. What do they have in common with bowl games?
So they've all won a national championship.
What do they have in with?
Wait, give me the question again, Pete, because I think
Michigan?
You may have just clubbed you over the head.
It's not what I'm looking for.
Michigan. What was the question?
Michigan, Notre Dame.
I was looking for another question because I thought you might.
Dame, and Nebraska are all number. I think they're 1, 2, 3 as far as total victories go. What do they have in common with overall bowl games? Let's say that. Overall bowl games.
I don't know that winning a national title, but that's awfully. What do they have in common with overall
bowl games?
Well, they all did win a national title in a bowl game.
Yeah.
So.
I don't know. Are they all three of the top in bowl?
Don't hang up. Don't hang up because I'm going to make a judgment.
No, go on. I'll just say the answer and then you ask a question.
What was it?
All of them had losing records.
Ooh.
In bowl games. That's not a bad question.
No, it's a great question.
I just didn't ask it correctly. Ask the question now.
Yeah, I think it's – okay, I'll try this one.
It's a tough one to ask.
I'll try this one. The Kansas City Chiefs have been led to the playoffs by seven different head coaches, okay? I'm going to give you four of them. You name the other three. You ready? I'm going to give you Hank Stram. I'm going to give you Marty Schottenheimer. I'm going to give you Dick Vermeil, and I'm going to give you Andy Reid. Name the other three coaches, head coaches, that have taken the Chiefs to the playoffs.
Herm Edwards.
One.
Todd Haley.
Two.
The
second coach to ever take the Chiefs to the playoffs is the one you're missing.
Did Nick Lowry like this guy?
Loved him. Well, no, he hated him. He loved the guy who replaced him.
I don't know if Marv Levy or Frank Gans would be my other two.
Gans won 9 games in 2 years, I'll tell you that. You see if that got him.
But he was a fighter pilot. He's a fighter pilot.
It might have been the guy Frank Gans replaced.
He was up in St. Joe yesterday, war hero.
Oh boy.
Gans.
Went on to coach Texas and Arizona.
Boy.
If you can't get and this Illinois, one, I think.
Gotta
too,
know this
didn't
one.
He?
Yeah, I think so.
It's a little back before my day. I'm
oh, you know this one. Come on, you know this one.
I'll give you initials. J.M.
You know this one.
J.M.
Yeah, you know
Jed
this one.
Marshall.
That has to be. He's going to jazz.
You're going to jazz.
That has
to be
going to jazz. That's too good.
John McAvick was the correct answer, but I'll
I think Jed Marshall was a better answer.
I think Jed Marshall was a better coach than McAvick. I'll tell you that right now.
There you go.
913-810-810. Howard, you're in the program. Stump the Chumps, Howard.
Hey, guys.
What do you got, buddy?
NBA, in the three-point era, there's one player that never attempted a three-pointer. And it's his birthday today. And he's the second person that never attempted a three-pointer is half as much. So that's pretty substantial how many minutes he played without attempting a three-pointer.
So you're asking us who has played in the era of the three-pointer, who has played the most minutes without ever attempting one?
Yes.
Well, the one you'd go to first is Kareem because he just played the most minutes. But I actually remember late in his career, he threw one in with a shot clock winding down.
Mark Eaton.
And it was like the first one of his career. So it's not Kareem. That's the most minutes.
What about Shaq? He played a long time.
Yeah, that's not bad.
Yeah.
I don't suppose he ever lobbed one up there. You want to try that?
Why not?
We'll go with Shaq.
Shaq had one. James Donaldson played 26,000 minutes and never shot one in. And Michael Olowokandi played 13,000 minutes and never attempted one.
James Donaldson, a man who when I worked on the National Network, he got traded from the Knicks to the Mavericks, and we were on in Dallas. And I went on for 5 minutes with my partner not saving me, calling him Sam Donaldson. And it's like I couldn't figure out. He's just laughing at me. I'm like, what is your problem? It was the beginning of my trouble with names. I was calling James Donaldson Sam Donaldson. All right, DeMarcus Cousins blew out his knee yesterday, right? You saw that?
Oh, there's a surprise.
Uh-huh. He went fifth in the 2010 NBA draft. Name any of the four players who went in front of him.
2010.
I'll give you colleges if you don't have the answer right away.
Okay, that's fair.
Going up in front of him, fourth was a Syracuse grad. Well, God, no, not a grad. Fourth was a kid from Syracuse. Third was the Georgia Institute of Technology, better known as GTEC. Second was Ohio State. And number one was a Kentucky Wildcat.
So 9 years ago. How about Ohio State, Jared Sullinger?
Oh, not bad. Not bad. I'll give you one more try. Not Sullinger.
Wait. I'm sorry. What was the school?
Syracuse, G-Tech, Ohio State, and Kentucky.
Well, Carmelo? No.
No, he was a little bit further back. Nice yeah. Try. I appreciate it, Howard.
Derek Favors, maybe?
Derek
from,
Favors from G-Tech went
was
third.
Was it John Wall?
John Wall went one from Kentucky.
Oh, this is was this, oh, wait.
Evan Turner.
Evan Turner.
And then wait, is this Minnesota Timberwolves, right? This is Johnny Flynn.
No.
Oh, wait, no, it wasn't Johnny
draft.
Flynn.
Different draft. But also the Timberwolves made the selection. Wesley Johnson.
Oh, Wesley Johnson.
Iowa State transfer to Syracuse.
Yes.
Wesley Johnson went number four in that draft. How could you forget? How could you forget that? Pat, you're in the program. Stump the Chumps, Pat.
Hey, guys, I got a golf question for you, U.S. Open related. There's been a number of pros, it's rare, but a few pros have hit a 29 on nine holes, but there's only been one pro who has shot a 29 two different times on nine holes. Name that golfer.
A 29 on one hole?
No.
29 on nine holes.
Oh, okay. I was
he's
like
done it twice. He's the only guy to have done it on two different nine holes. You know, he didn't shoot a 58.
And this is at the U.S. Open.
At the U.S. Open.
Wasn't Furyk.
We know he didn't shoot a 58 because that's four strokes better than the best round ever in a major.
59 Al Geiberger.
You're correct.
Who are the guys who shot 62? Faldo? Didn't somebody just do it recently?
Did Faldo talked about it on television, but he, I don't think he talked. No, I mean, he talked about him doing it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but I don't think he did it twice. I think he did it once.
You're the golf guy, Jed.
Pete, I'll give you that. It's not Faldo. It's not Faldo.
Greg Norman was hot for a while. I don't remember him doing squat in the U.S. Open, though. I mean, I'm assuming the guy went on to win the U.S. Open, so we should probably start.
Did not.
That's not
really
true, yeah.
Well, it was two different U.S. Opens, but again, he's done it twice. There's only
been one
guy to shoot a 29 twice.
Oh, Phil Mickelson get hot or something? I have no idea.
I feel like David Duvall is sticking out. He shot a 59 once. I don't think it was at a U.S. Open. That's probably
wrong. Wasn't. No one's ever shot that low at a major.
You know what I mean, though, smart guy.
David Duvall, because I want Jed to be ridiculed.
Yeah, you can do it. It's a guy named Neil Lancaster out of North Carolina.
Oh, thank God. Neil.
What?
I got a local golf question, Saran.
Okay.
Who am I? I finished in the top 10 in 31 tournaments in 1945. That is a record. I'm from Kansas City, Kansas. Who am I? I finished in
top
10 in
31
tournaments in 1945. I was often connected with one of the greatest golfers in the world in a nickname type deal, but I am from Kansas City, Kansas.
It wouldn't be Byron Nelson, would it?
No, Byron Nelson's from Houston.
Okay. 1945.
But this guy was a best friend of Byron Nelson's.
And it was in the U.S. Open era. A lot of those guys were fighting in the military.
Yep.
Oh, boy.
Finished top 10, 30. Pardon?
Would it have been Kenneth Smith, the golfer?
No, not Kenneth Smith, but I'll give you his initials, J.S.
Does he have any shot of getting this guy's name?
I don't.
I think he knows golf. Well, I think he'll know it when I say it.
Okay.
He was one of the Gold Dust twins with Byron Nelson, Judd McSpaden.
J.S.
Wait a minute.
Did he win a major?
His name is McSpaden, and you said his initials were J.S.
Well, I'm sorry. Well, J.S.
I'm going to give you jazz for the fact that Pete attempted to deceive you.
Yes, but it was Jug McSpaden. He wasn't going to get it anyway.
Is his name Jugs Mc?
No, it's
Spaden. That's the last name.
Jug. Yes.
Jug Spaden.
Jugs.
We just named him again. Damn. J.S. What was I thinking there, huh? Jug McSpaden. Let's just say, take out the MC, Jug Spaden.
That's the best one. Yeah.
Good golfer, though.
He was a really good golfer.
He, by the way,
31 top
10s. He owned a Victory Hills golf course.
Did he
His home is on the golf course right now.
Wow.
It still is.
Very cool.
J.S. Yeah,
J.S. All right, 913-3810-810. It's Stump the Chump Friday.
Sneed?
Dinner for Two at Jazz is yours. All you got to do is stump the chumps or get a factually wrong clue from one of us, and you're going to Jazz on us.
New time, same team. The program with Saren Petro. Weekdays from 2 to 6 on Sports Radio 810 WHB.
I'm not living that JS down. I don't know either.
All right. The Jazz end of the hour answer.
That's right.
Every Indian starter had a multi-hit game last night. That is the first time that it has happened in the franchise history. Since when?
1902.
Close.
1906.
Really?
Two more years. 1908.
They were in the series that year.
1908. Wow. That's a long time.
Long time.
Yeah. Yeah, I was four.
Great Cajun food from Jazz, what we gave away there. It's what's going out the door here on a Stump the Chump Friday. Dinner for two at Jazz. We'll give it to you if you can stump the chumps. 913-810-810. Petro, Marshall, Bollig, and, of course, Peter Yates Enoch with us. McSpaden.
God, I'm not going to. That's going to be tough to live down.
Let's go to Gavin. You're in the program, Gavin. Stump the chumps, buddy.
It's always good to hear from you, but you've totally screwed up my schedule.
Well, I know. I'm sorry. And we're going to screw it up again.
No, it's not your fault.
When we move to Thursday, buddy. But that's all right. What do you got for us today, Gavin?
When we move into Thursday, can you give us some info?
Well, there's some things that are fluid. So it's on a need-to-know basis, and you don't need to know yet.
Me and T-Box need to know.
All right.
At any rate, here's where I'm going to make Major League Baseball.
Okay, let's have it.
All right, you ready? It's all-time three leading wins managing.
All-time leader in wins managing? Connie Mack.
Coach Trevor has all-time leads and losses, too.
Yeah, we'll take Connie Mack.
Connie Mack is correct.
Yeah. You're the man. Good job, Gavin. We appreciate it, buddy. And I will let you know as soon as we can get that figured out. But I think probably 2 weeks is my best guess right now. Dick, you're in the program. Stump the chumps, Dick.
Hello, Dick.
Hello, chumps.
What do you got, buddy?
Yeah. Looks like this is the season of the home run. Can you tell me the only player to have three home run games in the same season?
Boy, Bonds and McGuire and Sosa would all be pretty good. I think Sosa might have done it. I think he was the one that had the homers per game.
Bonds?
I think Sosa actually might be
the answer.
Yeah.
Go.
I'll try Sammy Sosa.
You got it.
Thank you.
Good job, Bear Man.
Appreciate it, Dick. That's a good question.
Hey, Jug, good job.
I had Sammy Sosa on my fantasy team that year, and so I was loving that he was right there with McGuire and, and was literally just pouring milk over straight steroids.
You got three threes.
And so I was like, this guy's committed to it, man. He is wanting to get it done.
What's he what do you have that last time around the Hall of Fame percentage voting, like 11?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Boy, and you see him today, he doesn't even look like himself.
Well, he looks like
Don't even go there.
I've got something in mind, but
I know you do. And I don't want to know.
Okay.
Don't go there. Dan, you're in the program. Stump the chumps, Dan.
Hey, guys, a couple of weeks ago, you guys were talking about your favorite Chiefs, your next Chief to go in the Hall of Fame.
Yes, sir.
I think we're overlooking somebody. Jerry Mays.
A good football player, no doubt.
Yeah, he was a stud.
Are you going to put another player from that defense in the Hall of Fame?
They probably won't, but I would.
Yeah.
Well, I'd sure as hell put – I'd still put Ed Buddy in there, and Johnny Robinson got in, but I think Ed Buddy deserves to be in there, and I don't know if another defensive player is going to get in there.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see.
I agree.
But Mays was damn good.
All right, what do you got for us, bud?
Hey, guys, there was three players that played in all 140 games, regular season games in the AFL. Name those three players.
Was Jim Otto one, I believe?
You want to start with him? Wasn't there some Buffalo Bill?
There was. There was. Did Johnny Robinson play?
He probably could have. Because he started the first year.
I don't remember missing any games for injuries.
Yeah, we're going to start with Johnny Robinson.
Now, Johnny Robinson got injured in one of them, like 65 or back in there sometime. He missed five games.
Was Gus Otto, was Jim Otto one?
Jim Otto was one. Uh-huh. George Blander was one.
I was thinking of him.
And I'll give you a clue. The other one's a kicker. Part-time kicker.
Don't care if he's a kicker. Lou Groza?
He played
Gino Cappelletti. Gino Cappelletti.
Oh, really?
Gino Cappelletti. All right. How about this? Let's go with I did the seven head coaches that have taken the Chiefs to the playoffs. You heard that a couple minutes ago?
I sure did.
All right. Now let's change gears. Chiefs are going to play the Minnesota Vikings this year. Last time they played the Vikings at home, the Chiefs won 22-17. Who was the Vikings starting quarterback?
Oh, boy. I don't remember them playing Minnesota down here lately.
Oh, they did.
Wasn't Joe Capp, was it?
No, it was not.
Sean Salisbury.
You at least fired out a Viking. Try Donovan McNabb.
Really?
That's a tough question.
Donovan McNabb came in. The Vikings had traded for him, and I think that might have been his last start for the
was
Vikings
really?
And his last start in the NFL. 913-3810-810. We go next to Steve. You're on the program, Steve. Stump the Chumps, buddy.
Good afternoon, guys. NFL, this has been in the news this offseason, so it may not be that difficult. I can't admit doing any research. But Tom Brady will this year reach the 20 years with one team and join three other players who have done that. Two of them have done it 20 years exactly, another one 21 years with the same team. Can you name those three players?
I think one of them Pete's Jackie Slater, isn't it, with the Rams?
Yeah, they are. Yeah.
Did Jeff Van Note, how long did he end
for
up?
Atlanta?
Was he 20? I know at one point he was the oldest player in the
18,
league. Like,
but I don't know if he got to 20.
Okay.
What about Darryl Green?
Did he get to 20 with the Redskins?
He played until he was like 42.
Yeah, that's
did
a good
any
one.
Kickers stay with one team?
Well, and Blanda bounced around.
He
and
only
yeah,
bounced
was,
around
yeah,
like crazy.
Was there a did Ray? No, Ray Guy didn't get old enough to.
No,
to,
not 20.
Jackie
Slater's.
We're going to start with Jackie Slater.
Correct. 20 years with the Rams.
Do you want to go Darryl Green? Do you feel pretty good about Darryl Green,
years?
Pete?
Yeah, I'd be pretty damn close to it.
Yeah, all right. We're going to try Darryl Green next.
Correct, with the Skins for 20.
Crap, now I really want to get this.
Yeah.
Yeah, the other one's 21 years.
21 years. God bless. Bruce Matthews? Did he go that long?
God, a Matthews would make sense.
Clay didn't make it with the Browns, did he?
Munoz didn't go 20.
Clay Sr. No, I don't think so.
No.
But Bruce Matthews played a long time.
Did Merlin Olsen play 20?
I thought Merlin Olsen went to the Pro Bowl every year.
Yeah,
he was in the league, and he went to 14, didn't
okay.
he?
Yeah, so he's short.
Bruce Matthews ain't bad. I feel like we were missing like an old quarterback or kicker or, you know, was there a place – now, Vinatieri changed teams.
No, I think all the kickers changed.
That were there in some other old – what about it, Gary Anderson with the Steelers?
Yeah. Did he play 20 with the one team?
He bounced around.
Did he bounce around
yeah.
at the end? All right, so Bruce Matthews is the best we got then, I guess?
I think he is.
All right, we're going to try Bruce Matthews with the Oilers and Titans.
No, it was a kicker. Jason Hansen with the Lions.
See, I was thinking, yeah, there was – oh, man, that's my bad.
My fault.
All right, let's stick with the theme of the Chiefs' schedule this year. Last time the Chiefs played the Bears in Chicago, Chiefs won 10-3. Tell me – who the only touchdown of the game was a Hail Mary. Tell me either the quarterback or who caught it.
I'm sorry, what was the score of the game?
10-3. Does that matter?
Well, in favor of the Chiefs?
Yes, since they
okay.
had
since
a touchdown.
I need to know who won the game. So,
yeah.
Yeah, for the Chiefs. You know, I don't know, and I don't want to keep you.
Okay.
Keep another call.
No. Hang on. No. Let me give you a clue because this is pretty tough. This is a tough one. The quarterback went to Pitt, and the wide receiver went to, or the receiver of the pass, went to Ole Miss.
Pitt.
Pitt quarterback.
Blackledge was. Penn State, wasn't he?
That's right. That's right. This is more like, what would this have been, about 8 years ago, I think?
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Eight years ago. Pitt quarterback to an Ole Miss receiver.
You know, I'm just in my car. I'm watching traffic a little bit. I'm not going to know it, guys.
Last clue. The quarterback was a lefty. We had a segment yesterday that there are no left-handed quarterbacks. And he also sent Joe Flacco to Delaware. He beat out Flacco at Pitt, and Flacco transferred to Delaware.
Well, Tyler, what's his name? But that was Coastal Carolina.
You're thinking Tyler Thigpen?
Yeah, he went to Coastal.
Yeah, you're right. He went to Coastal Carolina, but you got the first name right.
Oh, boy. Tyler
It can't be Tyler Bray. He didn't play. Tyler.
God, now that I think about it, they've had a lot of Tylers, haven't they?
Yeah.
Because it ain't Tyler Bray.
I should get it, but Tyler, and I'm a Chiefs fan. He obviously didn't play very long.
No, he didn't. You give up?
I do.
Yeah. All right, buddy. Tyler Palko to Dexter McCluster was the combination, Steve. Thanks for the call, buddy. Let's go to Bud. You're in the program, Bud. Stuff the Chumps.
Yeah, Chumps, name the only two NFL players with at least 30 sacks and 30 interceptions in their career.
Oh, Derek Brooks. Isn't Derek Brooks one of them, I think?
Kevin Green?
I'm thinking it's like a safety in Derek Brooks.
Is it?
We're gonna start with Derek Brooks.
No.
Kevin Green.
Oh, that sucks. well, we're beat. Who is it?
It's Ray Lewis and Rodney Harrison.
Oh, I was all over it. I was right there.
Pete, don't ask me a question.
all right, let's see. I've been firing through all my football ones. All right, defensive coordinators. The defensive coordinators that have taken the Chiefs to the playoffs. I'll give you Bob Sutton and Gunther Cunningham. There are five other guys. Name me two of them.
Bill Cowher.
Yep.
Let's see. Who was under Stram?
Didn't have one.
Oh, he didn't.
No.
Well,
Dick Vermeil. Think Dick Vermeil.
Vermeil.
Who was his DC? Who was Todd Haley's DC?
Todd Haley's. Oh, Romeo Crennel.
There you go. You're going to Jazz. Well done, my friend. Bud, you're a winner. You get dinner for two at Jazz. Great Cajun food from Jazz, a Louisiana kitchen. We'll take a break when we come back. 2 minute drills next.
Question brought to you by Joe's Kansas City Barbecue in Olathe, Leawood, and the original in the gas station at 47th and Mission.
What team holds the longest drive by time of possession in a Super Bowl presented by Joe's Kansas City?